Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on that note, like always, we have Ant, who is the Dis-Chem Admin Clinic Manager, joining me. Hello, Ant. How are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm all thanks. How are you?
No, just good. We've been talking finance. It's such a grown-up topic today. And I think actually that Davi assisted a lot today in helping us see the bigger picture and how to move towards, financial security as a family together, which helps a little bit. But I do think, again, the reality of finance is that it is a very stressful topic, and it's difficult for parents when this is constantly at the back of your head. I assume that if you're going to Dis-Chem, first of all, I feel that it's an affordable clinic to go to as well for regular checkups. But I do think maybe stress is something that a nurse could help with.
Absolutely. And it's so true that we all know that children are expensive, and it's unfortunately something that we find is becoming more and more expensive every single year. All the prices, everything that a child needs, unfortunately, goes up every single year. So what we absolutely try to do at Dis-Chem and at Baby City is to provide an affordable solution to your baby or your child's basic healthcare needs. And there are parents out there that have the means to visit a pediatrician, for example, to have their baby's vaccines administered. But what we find is that it's not a sustainable solution, particularly for all parents. Not everyone can afford going to a pediatrician or going to a GP or whichever to have their baby's vaccines administered, or if their baby is fluish, or if mom or dad has a question. And but as I said, certainly there are parents that can do that, but it's not a sustainable solution. And although children are very, very expensive, if you do plan to some extent, if you do plan a bit, and if you do save up for the vaccines, for example, you can take off that pressure that comes with administering the vaccines, because certainly some of the vaccines are rather expensive, but we all know how important those are.
In the long term, it might cost you short term a little bit of money, but in the long term, you're avoiding serious illness, which obviously can have a serious financial impact on your finances as well as your child.
That's very true. And we ultimately believe in prevention is better than cure. If we can prevent a disease and ultimately prevent a child from having to be hospitalized, for example, because we administered a vaccine against meningitis. It's just an example that I'm using. Why not do that? So ultimately, prevention is better than cure. And that is partly why our clinics exist.
Yeah. And your clinics, the baby clinics are available at Dis-Chem as well as at Baby Cities.
That is correct. Our clinics are at Dis-Chem as well as Baby City. And we currently operate, some of our clinics also operate on Sundays, but we operate weekdays as well as Saturdays.
Oh, okay. That's great. And what hours do they follow? The normal Dis-Chem hours, or do the clinics have specific hours that they're operating, or does it depend on the where the clinic is?
It depends on where the clinic is, as most of our Dis-Chem branches open at 9 o'clock, depending on the mall or the site where they are. Some of our clinics open at 8 o'clock, but all that information is available on www.dischem.co.za.
Great. As always, Ant, it was great to have you. I'll chat to you next week.
Thank you, Lundy. Look forward to it.
Thanks. Bye.